This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time here, see my face or hear my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how society is catered to narcissists, how society and online media has contributed to the rise of narcissism, the spread of it. Like it sounds like the spread of it. It sounds like an outbreak of narcissists. But we all know that literally narcissists have always been here. Literally, narcissists have always been here, and they're like literally always been here around forever. It's just social media has made it easier to get out there. Social media has made it easier for people to see and has spread the information around so more people know what they're dealing with. I get so many men and women that's like, I don't think it's that many narcissists out here because I think somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend, they broke up with them and cheated on them, was just an a-hole and not necessarily a narcissist. I agree, but both things can be true. They can be a narcissist and an a-hole at the same time. You know what I mean? So I'm sitting out here trying to figure out how the mind works. but society, I was talking to somebody the other day on a Zoom call. I said, society has contributed to the rise of narcissists because it makes it easier for narcissists to hide who they are. Online dating is probably the main tool that narcissists use. I've seen this so many times. I'm doing my Zooms online. I talk to so many people that say the same thing. Oh, it's not like a broken record repeating itself. I met him online. I met him on Hinge. I met her on Bumble. I met her on Tinder. I met her on one of these. What is the other? I don't know that. I'm old and outdated, y'all. I don't know these apps anymore. But you know what I mean. I'm just saying. You know. So right now, it's just easier to pretend to be somebody else. It's easier to pretend to be everything that you want to need. The love bombing was intense. The love bombing was immaculate. I never had love bombing like that before. It's like he knew exactly what I wanted and needed. And I was just like, you met him online and you have it in your profile online exactly what you want to need. He didn't even have to try. Y'all, somehow y'all have the same interest in music. You like the same obscure band that, you know, your dad is in the band. Somehow your dad is his favorite band. He's like, oh, you like that band too? That's my favorite band. Never heard the band in their life. They saw it in your profile. They saw your Spotify list on your Tinder. They saw all this stuff, your pictures. You're a cat person or dog person? I'm a cat person. They saw you had, they don't even like cats. They saw you had a cat in your profile picture. They said your cat is your baby. Your cat is your daughter and things like that. Online media and online presence has contributed to the rise of narcissists because, like, when you growing up, you see the Disney movies where people fall in love extremely fast. You know what I mean? Frozen is the number one animated movie of all time. Argue with your mama. Don't argue with me. And one of the main characters, like, Anna falls in love the first night. She's locked up her whole life pretty much. Soon as she get a little freedom, she falls in love, want to get married to a dude she don't know. That mirrors her, that has been studying her from afar, mirrors her and proposes to her. Just love bombs her really, really quick. They didn't even have to try hard to love bomb her. Just sung a song to her. Love bombing in the old days was different. They just sung songs to you, apparently. You know, I think it's crazy. What? We finish each other's sandwiches. He wasn't going to say sandwiches. He's definitely 100% going to say sentences. You know, but he let her lead. Let her lead. He followed behind. So you see how that goes right there. Disney conditioned you to like Aladdin. All these movies with these narcissists in them and things like that. And Disney conditioned people to fall in love with narcissists very, very easy. The microwave, like I tell these people all the time, we live in such a microwave society where people want instant results so fast. Like where you can put a turkey in the oven on Thanksgiving and hit 30 minutes and it be done. As opposed to stuffing it and doing all other stuff, you can just put a turkey in the microwave. Boop, 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 boop. 30 minutes, be done. You know what I mean? And that's the way the situation arises and things like that. And that's how it works. Literally, microwave society. Everybody wants instant love, instant romance, instant dating, instant kids, instant cheeks clap. It literally everything. Just instantaneous everything. Everybody wants stuff to happen so fast to them because we like patience is not. It seems like patience is not necessary. Overnight successes. Everything seems like it's overnight. You mean because everything is in the media. It seems like an overnight success. People don't see the hard work it takes behind the scenes to become an overnight success. People don't see the hard work behind the scenes, but they think it's instantaneous success. This person rose from nothing, but actually they've been working hard behind the scenes. Actually, they've been dating this person since high school or something like that. They've known each other for a long time. Everybody wants that love that their grandma and grandpa had or whatever. They've been married for 50 years, but they don't. Society ain't catered to that no more. I feel like we need to move forward with the times because society is not catered to having people be married for 70 years. Because
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So sometimes those old grandparents that y'all want, whose love y'all want, weren't really in love no more. They just stayed together because their religion told them they had to. They just kept the family together because they didn't want to look bad in church and things like that. They didn't have to live through multiple affairs, multiple babies outside of the marriage, multiple everything. They just put up with it and wasn't happy with each other. But you knew they weren't happy with each other. It was toxic. You grew up in toxic grandparents' households, toxic parent households. But you had to stay together. You know what I mean? You want that. So you go out here looking for that really, really quick. You young. You like, it's like, if I want a 60-year marriage, I got to get married when I'm 20. So you go out here and try to fall in love when you're 18 with the first person you meet in college. The first person you meet at your job. Who sometimes is old. Like, sometimes I'll be blowing my mind how y'all be wanting this Disney romance. You be 17, 18 years old, falling in love with 50-year-old people. Like, that don't work that way. You're not going to have a 50-year marriage with that. It's like temporary. It's like a temporary solution to some stuff like that. That's why I say people, like, in the world we live in right now, you got to slow down. And you got to slow down and take life for what it is. Stop and smell the roses. Don't eat the rose. Don't bite it. Like, you know what? I used to smell roses, but I feel like biting them, eating roses, gets it into your system better. I'm like, no. You got to stop to smell the roses. Sometimes you, like, I told somebody this last night. I like, you have to preheat, like, stop using a microwave for relationships and start using the oven. You have to preheat the relationship. Turn it on 225 for a little bit. Let it warm up to get to the point where you say, I love you. You can't hit the popcorn button and be in love. It don't work that way. You literally cannot hit the popcorn button, be in love really, really quick. You got to let the oven preheat. 2 minutes and 20 seconds, no, it don't work that way. That's how your relationship look too. Your relationship will be hot as hell on the outside, but cold on the inside. Cold on the inside. You think you're in love because you're hot and passionate, cheeks clapping and red and everything like that. But on the inside, you're cold because you don't really know the person. You don't really know them. Y'all just doing stuff you like. You don't know the person. You don't really like the person. You don't really know them. You know how that works? You know how the mind works in that situation right there? People want instant. You want to be instant. People want that instant stuff. You want instantaneous stuff. You want it really, really fast. You want it really, really quick. You do. Now, I understand it because everybody, you see your friends and family relationships. You don't want to be the last one that's not married. So you keep falling in love. You keep falling in and out of love with people that don't really love you. You fall in love with people you don't know. Take time to get to know people because if you don't, you end up single again anyway. And when you in these relationships, you don't want to give people the blueprint to love bomb you, to give you everything that you want to need. But you also need to set some boundaries and some healthy expectations of what you want. Hey, look, I'm looking for something serious. This has to be serious. There has to be a goal of... No, oh, dang, it's a squirrel. No. Yeah, I'm out here in this building, a squirrel. I had the door open. A squirrel just, like, peeked his head in here. Like, there's nothing in here for you, squirrel. what was I saying, though? My mind just went blank, y'all. Sorry. I forgot. I'll talk about preheating the oven and stuff like that. But, like, you got to, like, There's like set healthy boundaries in your relationship and set healthy requirements. What are you requiring? So this is what I hear a lot of times when I'm dealing with, when I'm talking to people, like a narcissist gave the other person, is not treating the next person as badly as he treated you. The narcissist is giving the next person everything that you wanted and asked for. Did you require it? Sometimes other people are requiring this stuff. Sometimes other people require to be treated better. They have a level of, they have these boundaries set in place that they're just not going to tolerate that type of stuff. Sometimes you get in the situation where you tolerated it because you love that person. Set healthy boundaries and keep your boundaries up. Stop letting your boundaries and guards down. Stop changing your requirements for somebody because they, you know, they don't fit all my, I have a list of 10 things that they must have. They got one, but they cute, so I'm going to drop the other 9. And then you end up getting treated terribly, and you wonder why. This person is not the person you wanted. They just treated you terribly because that's not who you really wanted. You thought you wanted that person because you wanted instantaneous romance and love and stuff like that. You want to hurry up and get to your grandma's relationship. You want to hurry up and get to your grandpa's relationship or your great-grandma and great-grandpa. You want to be in a newspaper article, 70 years married. You can't, you're like, if I'm going to give a 70-year marriage, I didn't get married, I was 18. No, you should not get married at 18. You know what I mean? Take your time with this type of stuff. I'm telling you, because you'll regret it. The stuff you rush at the beginning, you'll regret it. Because like I said, if you don't preheat that relationship to 225 and let it heat up to some love, let the oven, let the little alarm go off, like, bing, bing, next step, turn to 350 for a little bit. Next step, bing, bing, 425, let it cook. Some people will get the oven and turn on broil. Because you want it hot really fast. You say, well, I can't use a microwave. I'm going to use this oven and turn it on broil. And let the damn burn the house down. And burn the relationship down from the outside in. Take your time with stuff like that. Because like I said, online dating, they can become who they want to. Take your time. Breathe. And be safe. I'm telling y'all. Because like, if you don't, you're going to end up with a narcissist. And you rush out. If you leave a relationship with the narcissist, you rush into the next one. You end up with a worse narcissist. I promise you. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really, truly appreciate y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Mental Illness is out. Peace.